Welcome to Croxley Green Baptist Church Sermon Podcast.
Right, well, today, it's Good Friday, isn't it? That's why we're here today, to recognise Good Friday. And I don't know about you, but Fridays are good days, aren't they, normally? You know, Fridays, it's the end of the week, isn't it? Usually, for most people. Friday is the end of the week, which means it's good, because it means work has finished. It means maybe school is done for that week. It means that actually tomorrow morning you don't have to get up quite as early. I'm seeing a few nods there. Not from the parents, I notice. That rule doesn't apply. But Fridays are good. Fridays are good because it's the end of the week, it's the start of the weekend, or because maybe you're going on holiday. Anyone been on holiday this Easter? No? You've all stuck around? Oh, Joe, I think. Was there a little yeah. Was it all right? Was it good? Did you go on a Friday? Oh, that's everything now falling apart. But Fridays are good. But this day that we're talking about today, that we're looking at today, we call it Good Friday. But when you think about it, there is nothing good about what happens on this day. This Friday is the worst of Fridays you could ever imagine. There's pain. There's suffering. The reading we had talks about how Jesus was struggling up that hill. There was pain and suffering, and Jesus died. If we call it Good Friday, and that is the end of the story, if that is where this stops, then we are fools to be celebrating it. If we are celebrating Good Friday because it's the day that Jesus died, and that is where our story ends, then we are fools. Because there is nothing good in death. There is nothing good in suffering. And there is definitely nothing good in somebody like Jesus dying on a cross. Unless there is something more that's happening today. If there is something else that's going on, then this day can still be a Good Friday. There was once a preacher a long time ago who used to say, "It's Friday, but Sundays are coming." If we as Christians live our lives just on Friday and we don't remember what comes next, then there is nothing good about today. But if we live in this moment, in this Friday, feeling down, feeling sad, recognizing the pain that Jesus went through, but hopeful because there is more to come, that it's Friday, but Sunday is coming, then there is a reason to celebrate here today. Our world was meant to be good. In the beginning, that's how God made it. And I'm going to use a bit of science that I have stolen from Dr. Dave. I nicked his ideas. It's great. It's fantastic. I'm going to use a little bit of science to show us what I mean by the fact that our world was good and how that links to this Good Friday. And like all good scientists, I have some personal protective equipment. So let me just go and grab that. I've got my own lab coat now. It's great. I feel like I'm like Dr. Dave, only slightly slimmer. Sorry, Dave. But only slightly slimmer. But with all good scientists, you need to have some safety equipment. And just so that those watching on Facebook can see, we're going to try and move this. Don't know if this is going to work, but hey, hope you enjoy it. So we'll leave that about there. You might see it. We'll find out. You can tell us later. Anyway, all good science experiments require some safety equipment. This is slightly dangerous. When I did some of this experiment in school, I told the teachers that this was dangerous, and the look on their faces was priceless. But this experiment is only maybe slightly dangerous, he hopes. I'm going to explain to you and show you the Easter story and why Friday is actually good. Using some household items, mostly. Right, so here we go. Got everything ready. There we go. Right. So, as I said, when God created the world, it was good. He said that at least a few times. If you've read Genesis, you'll know that. It was good. It was pure. It was clean. This is just water. Okay? The world was good. Okay, it's slightly warm water, which is why it's steamy. But it was nice and clear. Everything was good about the world. Everything was the way it should be. Everything was good. But then we come along. Wonderful, amazing people like us. And unfortunately, we mess things up a bit. This is just a little bit of yeast. So we'll stick that in. So you're going to start to smell that funny yeasty smell in a moment or two. So I'll put some of this in. So we come along into this perfect world that God has made, and we mess things up. Actually, very important. Scientists must seal bottles when they finish with them, even if they only contain water. Let's put some more yeast in. It's always good. Lots more yeast. There we go. Every time I've done this experiment, I've put a different amount of yeast in, and it always goes slightly differently. So here we go. So we came along into this perfect world, this good world that God had made, and we make it messy. We literally mess things up. We turn things around. Hang on a minute. That was a mistake. Just like us humans, we interfere. We interfere. We make a mess of things. We get things wrong. And you know what? That perfect world, that world that God had made, has gone so wrong. It's gone so far from where God intended it to be that it cannot be undone. I cannot unmix that mixture. There is nothing I can do to fix that. There is nothing I can do to change what has happened to this perfect world that God has done. But God wasn't satisfied with just leaving things like that. God wanted things to be better. God wanted our world to experience that goodness again. He wanted things to improve. And so he sent someone, Jesus, to bring about a change, to bring about something good. Now, the problem was, and this is where the experiment gets a little bit dangerous, the problem was that a lot of people thought Jesus was dangerous. A lot of people thought that actually he had come to cause problems. They didn't like him because he upset their power base. They didn't like him because he threatened Rome. They thought that actually he was coming to take over. But Jesus wasn't like that. Jesus wasn't bad. He was good. But these bad people, these people who thought that Jesus was dangerous, decided that they wanted to try and contain him and to make sure that he could cause nobody any problems, particularly themselves. And this is the dangerous bit, as I say. This is hydrogen peroxide. You might know this if you've been to the hairdresser, because it's what changes your hair, or at least it makes your hair go blonde or white or something. I don't know. I've never had that experience myself. And possibly, yes. And as I say, this is dangerous. And I've not used this bottle before, which is why I bought that. As we go, there we go. That's why I had the funnel. So they wanted to contain Jesus, and so they tried all sorts of things. They tried to trick him, they tried to cause him to give up. I never know how much of this to put in. I don't know if Dave is watching. At some point you can tell me exactly how much of this to put in, but you know, we'll just keep going. No, they really felt that Jesus was too dangerous to be watching. I'm getting slightly nervous now, I have to admit. Anyway, so Jesus was dangerous. That's at least what people thought, and so they decided they wanted to get rid of him. But remember, Jesus came not to destroy, not to break down, but to do good. He came to sort the mess that we have made. Now, a little while ago, our dishwasher broke. And it just took ages to get it sorted and fixed. And so I had to do something I haven't done for a long time. That's washing up. I know. Yeah, but that's what the dishwasher's for, you see. You put it in the dishwasher. You don't have to do it. But I had to do a lot of washing up. And one of the things I discovered is that with washing up liquid, you can get the dirtiest of things clean. You can actually do some amazing things. I did know this. I used to wash up at home. Although, yeah, I know. When I was at home, I used to come up with this cunning plan that I was too young and not trustworthy enough to clean the expensive glasses. And it worked really well till I was about 18, 19, when my brother pointed out that if I was old enough to drive my mum's car, I was old enough to wash up the glasses. So at that point, that was the end of that little gig. But anyway, Jesus came
to give that another stir, to sort out this mess. He came to clean it up. He came to sort things out the way they should be. But as I say, people thought he was dangerous. They wanted to get rid of him. And so again, they tried to contain this good man. They tried to get rid of him. There we go, funnel. There we go, that's better. Pour that in. Probably should measure this again. I wouldn't get too close now. Oh, you know what I forgot to get ready? The mop. Never mind. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. What could go wrong? There we go. Right. So Jesus came to sort out the mess that we get ourselves into. But as we have already heard on this day, on this first ever Good Friday, the people that wanted to get rid of Jesus made sure that he died. They thought that they had won. They thought that they had solved the problem. They nailed him to a cross. This is just food colouring, by the way. They nailed him to a cross. And as we saw on that amazing video, he died. He died for you, and he died for me. And there is nothing that we could have done, because this was all part of God's plan. He died on that cross. And they thought they had won. They thought that they had contained this dangerous and difficult man, and that everything that was going on was dealt with. But Jesus came to sort out this mess, because he knew that Friday was not the end. He knew, as he was led out to that cross, that there was more to come, that this Good Friday was actually about something good and amazing. This Friday was not just about the Friday, it was about the Sunday when Jesus was going to rise again. Because he sorts out our mess. I'm not sure. Okay, hang on a minute. Sorry, it's probably better that way. He came to sort out this mess because he didn't want us to stay like that. And he knew that he had the power to change all of this. And there we go. Oh, phew. That wasn't quite as bad as I thought it was going to be. Although it's still going. I need a bigger tray. Going to need a bigger tray. Good Friday is not just about the Friday, because it's about the Sunday in which Jesus rises from the dead, conquering all the mess and the rubbish and the stuff that we do in order to put things back right. And he does it by his love. And I don't know, you can't see it. He's done it on the other side. That's really annoying. Has it come to the other side? His blood that has come out now was poured out for us because he loves us. And if you want to know more about how God loves us, it's not stopping, is it? If you want to know how much God really loves us, then you need to come along on Sunday to hear us as we remember that Friday is here, but Sunday is coming, and that good news is going to happen. Thank you.